This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sabrina Shaw. In Botswana, HIV infections are at a deadly rate. Gail McCabe has more on a medical procedure Army reservists are using to reduce the spread of infection.
It's not the medical procedure he usually writes about, but according to combat veteran Colonel Michael Kelly, different is good. Kelly and his fellow Army reservists are part of a medical team focused on safe male circumcision.
It's a pretty straightforward procedure. It's done all over Africa. The original studies were done in South Africa, Uganda, and Kenya, I think, showing something like 60 to 70% success rate.
U.S. and Botswana military medical team offer their services as part of Exercise Southern Accord. The program is part of a national overall drive to eliminate HIV/AIDS by 2016. Gail McCabe, Botswana.
From home-cooked meals to leisure activities, the USO in Ramstein's Air Base, Germany, is helping wounded soldiers feel at home. USO manager Jessica McCarris describes how soldiers benefit from the facility before returning to the U.S. for further medical treatment.
They'll engage in conversations with us about what happened, and we'll be a listening ear. It's just a place for them to relax and rejuvenate and prepare and begin healing.
17th Fires Brigade at Joint Base Lewis-McChord has welcomed their first female battery commander. Captain Christina Payne is the first female in this position as a result of a DoD policy change in May that opened 13,000 combat-related jobs to females. Payne will lead the Headquarters and Headquarters Battery, 1st Battalion 377th Field Artillery Regiment. That's Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sabrina Shaw.